And we're back here on Out of the Woods. Live music in the studio, as promised. We have Gabrielle Louise. Correct?
That was perfect.
That was perfect. All right.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I've been practicing because I've been going with the short A, and it's the long A, right?
The long A, yeah.
Nice we have it figured out. But she's passing through our state here in New Hampshire and getting ready for another big jaunt, I'm guessing.
Yeah, tomorrow I fly all the way back to Colorado. It's the end of a little East Coast run, and I'll get back to Colorado just in time for a final CD release concert at E-Town Hall in Boulder.
Very cool. And folks are going to be hearing this. I think this is the first of 2017.
Happy New Year!
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody. So yeah, very cool. She's got her guitar. I don't know if you want to mention anything before we jump into something.
Sure. So this first song is called Someone Else's Life. And it was inspired by the lifestyle of a traveling troubadour, my lifestyle, where you move in and out of other people's spaces very often. And you get party to these little vignettes of other people's rhythms and routines. And so in this case, I was observing the rhythm and the routine of a good friend of mine named Mariana Magnan, who lives in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And she lived for many years. She doesn't anymore. She just moved. But she used to live on the 14th floor of a high-rise building in downtown Buenos Aires. And from her little apartment, you could see all of the South American metropolis, and you could see the ocean. And I stayed with her there 4 consecutive years. I would go down when it was winter here and summer there. It was kind of the perfect refuge. And so I wrote this song sort of appreciating her for harboring me in her space. Mariana wakes up before me and moving lightly across the floor. She hardly makes a sound when she pulls the curtain down, so I can sleep a little more. Mariana steps into the morning. Say hola, Luis. Well, I can hear them on the ground, 13 stories down, laughing in the street. And it must be noon by the time I move from the room. Oh, it's nearly 5 when I open up the blinds, let in the light. I want to wash up on the shore, 'cause I'm feeling tiny and half drowned. But for now I tread time inside of someone else's life. Feels like I'm waiting to be found. Ooh, the sea is still. And ooh, what do I feel? Mariana's packing up her memories, because he asked and she's sure. Now they're fussing over rings. Everything she'll bring is in boxes on the floor. And I'm trying to recognize that it's not fair to hear. Come around when I'm feeling torn. So for now my heart hides inside of someone else's life, inside of someone else's worlds below me. Settle slowly into coals, and all the people in the park lifting children in their arms. It's getting dark. I want to wrap him up around me, wear until he's worn. But for now my heart beats inside of someone else's dream. Mine is waiting to be born.
Gabrielle Louise for you here on Out of the Woods. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it makes me jealous. I want to go somewhere else in the winter time.
I know, it's right about this time that I get really sentimental about my trips down there.
But you grew up kind of all over the place anyway, didn't you? Even before.
I did. Even before I got into this line of work, my parents were in this line of work. They were a couple of vagabond musicians, and they had a little Airstream and scooted all around the United States and just kind of took me and my three younger brothers and sisters in tow with them and kept us up late at the gigs so we didn't wake them up early in the morning.
So is there ever a real home base? Where are you actually from? Do you consider yourself from anywhere?
Well, I was born in Maine, but I left when I was about 10 months old. And actually, my parents performed quite a bit, my dad in particular, in a group called the Monroe County Outlaws, like in the early 80s, in this area in New Hampshire.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Yeah, and then they settled mostly in Colorado. They seemed to prefer small western towns. So we moved all around a lot in Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico.
So taking the whole outlaw thing to heart.
Yeah, literally.
You can't really be an outlaw in New Hampshire or Maine so much.
Yeah.
You have to move.
I got to get out of town. That's funny. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. So you want to play another one for us?
Sure thing. Absolutely. Well, I'll play another song from the new CD. It just came out with a new record this year. It's called If the Static Clears. And maybe I'll do that song called If the Static Clears. This is kind of a modern day message in a bottle song, which really is the radio, I think. So thanks so much for having me on. It figured out. He thinks he's got it pegged. I'm someone he can do without. If there's static in his head, he says he's got it all worked out. But most nights are the same. He'll bolt and lock his tired heart. Forget about the way we made the day. Roll by so easy, and maybe we are a storm. Dress them up in melodies. So if the static clears, it's playing on the radio after the morning news, or maybe in a dream we had about the way we made the day, roll by so
Gabrielle Louise, once again for you. Gabrielle Louise. I'm falling into old habits here. On Out of the Woods. Yeah. Real nice. Too mellow for me. I'm almost in another world over here while you're playing that.
Lullaby for the new year.
trying to multitask with my phone where I'm doing the video. We're actually doing a couple of video angles this time, which is going to be interesting for you folks at home if you check out... Usually we put them up on the Facebook page, and I think Gabrielle will put them on her page, too.
So how about a song that kind of talks about the landscape out west? The song is called Cherished Sincerity, and it's a tune that I wrote when I was living in this crooked little cabin in the mountains outside of Boulder, Colorado. And I just sold the place in June, and right when I knew that it was time to put it up for sale, I wanted to write something to kind of honor my time there. I spent 5 years fixing up the place. When I first bought it was a old farm. The woman I bought it from had chickens and goats and all kinds of animals, and the neighborhood liked to refer to the house as the goat house, the old goat house, because the goats would get up on the roof of the shed and you could see them from the road standing up high. And so all the passersby really remembered it that way. Anyway, it turned out that all of the goat poop and the chicken poop was great for a garden, so I had a lot of years there where I had a big 9-bed garden. And it was just set in such a way that you could see through a canyon, El Dorado Canyon, through the mountains to the Boulder City, the plains and the Boulder City lights. And it just had a sense of magic, this place. It was built in 1972. And I think I'll remember it for the rest of my life. It was a very special house.
In the mid-October sky, all the birds taking flight round 4 o'clock, and all the beasts on the ground hunkered down in their beds of straw. So he cracks the key lid and I set the kettle on. We sit by the window, watch the wind blows. The moonlight laid on the land like a gentle hand rested on my knee. Oh, just to know that he's there, just to know that he a gift to me. Cherish sincerity, oh. Oh. Mm. Oh, we wake up to in the middle of the night, around 4 o'clock. The dog has heard a mountain lion screaming like a siren out on the rocks. So he cracks the key and I sit kettle on the boil. We sit by the window, watch her move through the shadows. Like a gentle hand rested on my knee. Oh, just to know that he's there, just to know that he cares. Well, he lifts me. We don't have to speak. The eyes do not think of how they see. The lungs do not think of how they breathe. The ears do not think of how to hear. Some things are clear. The moonlight lay gentle hand rested on my knee. Oh, just to know that he's there, just to know that he cares. It lifts me. It's a gift to me. Cherish sincerity.
Gabriel Louise, once again here in Out of the Woods. Yeah, very nice. So I was looking at your website today, because usually I like to write down a few upcoming dates and for what's coming up for whoever's visiting me. And looks like I only saw up through something in December. So do you have anything that is not posted you want to tell folks about?
Yeah, well, coming, you know, up? I've been touring heavily throughout the whole year. I kind of started off on a big push last February, and this year has just been really intense. I went all around the Southwest several times and up the West Coast, and then this is just the very end of an East Coast tour. And so I'm very pleased that after the E-Town full band kind of final celebration, big hurrah at E-Town Hall, I'm going to take a month off. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm going to paint and make some jewelry and get into some of my other modes of creative expression, which I've had to kind of neglect this year since I've been in the car a lot.
Very good. Yeah.
But I do expect, just for your listenership that's here in the region, I do expect to come back through in May. So I'll be sure to keep you posted.
Well, there you go, folks. Yeah. Any idea what sort of venues you'll be hitting when you come back out this way?
Well, I'm definitely going to inquire again at Club Passim. I had a really lovely time there a couple of nights ago and would certainly like to return there.
Very cool down there in Cambridge, Mass. Nice. Nice. Yeah, I have a few other things here I was going to ask you about. You have some crazy history here. What is this about the whole vegetable oil?
Oh my gosh, you really did some reading. Yeah. Well, early on in my career, I had a couple of different vehicles that ran on waste vegetable oil, which is an alternative fuel source that's carbon neutral. And it unfortunately, one aspect of doing this for a living is being in the car a lot. And oftentimes it can feel like you take your very hard-earned money from the creative arts, which is something that usually carries a pretty positive message, and you can turn it around and give it to, you know, Shell Oil. And so that translation I didn't really appreciate, especially in my early 20s. And at the time, I was fortunate enough to be dating an auto mechanic who had the capacities and the interest to outfit a couple of my tour vehicles to run on alternative fuels so that we could offset our carbon footprint. And we did. We went all around the United States and up to Alaska and back. We even presented at one point a musical that was sustainability themed. It was kind of a traveling Chautauqua. And we got an old 1972 Greyhound coach, and we took the whole cast and went up the West Coast with that production and talked about local food and local fuel and just alternative ways of kind of approaching your life so that you can be more connected to your communities.
Very cool. One question, though, does it really smell like French fries?
I've got that question a lot when I used it. yeah, you try to isolate the, you know, the fuel systems. But yeah, it does.
Nice. Making everyone hungry as she goes down the road.
or disgusted, I'm not sure.
Very cool. Gabrielle Louise is here with us in Out of the Woods, and I think she's chomping at the bit to play another one or tell us about another one.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I'll play a song that's celebratory of the present moment. This is another song from the new CD. It's called Waiting to Give, and it's about this idea that you can't really change the past. That's already gone by. The river has already flowed past, and you certainly can't control the future. But what we always have the option to do is take a look around us and accept all of the wonderful kind of gifts that the present moment is just simply waiting for us to recognize, like waiting for us to understand that it's right there all along. I don't want to be your saving grace. I could hit anyway, even if I tried. Damn right, I want no one taking your place. But honey, I'm hurt now. Honey, I'm tired. I stopped counting on someday. I'm not waiting on one day. I'm just walking from yesterday with my back to the wind. You'll find your own way, your own way to celebrate every present that day is just waiting to give. Whoa, I'm not the kind of woman to just jump ship. I couldn't anyway, even if I tried. But I've been down here searching at the bottom of it, like the goddamn anchor to which you're tied. Stopped counting on someday. I'm not waiting on one day. I'm just walking from yesterday with my face in the sun. You'll find your own way, your own way to celebrate every victory that today has already won. Stop counting on someday or waiting on one day. And angry with yesterday, babe, that's no way to live. We'll find our own way, our own way to celebrate every present that today is just waiting to give. Whoa.
Gabrielle Louise, yeah. Very nice.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that whole river rafting thing.
Yeah. I spent a couple of years in between college semesters when I was a younger girl raft guiding on the Arkansas River. And that was brought a lot of joy to my life. And so I've tried to carry through, like, as an adult. I bought my own boat last year. And I'll take, you know, my family and my close friends out on mostly flat water trips in Colorado and Utah, like the Colorado River and the Green River are my favorite.
So none of that real crazy stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind doing the rapids, but if you do that, it's harder to bring instruments. And so one tradition that we like to to do is we've even brought an upright bass, stopping kind of halfway on some of these runs, or these beautiful natural amphitheaters that are carved out in sandstone. And so if you can bring instruments and musicians, and you can hike up and play a concert kind of to the sentience of the quiet desert. But it's really fun.
Yeah, I bet you have a few people who are like, not sure which guitar I want to bring on this.
Yeah, exactly. In the hot, dry conditions, yeah.
Yeah, I had someone, a guest recently, who has an old Guild guitar that's held together with all sorts of strange glues and things that I guess was basically used as a river guitar.
Yeah.
For a few years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm having a custom guitar built for me, and it's going to be finished very, very soon. And so this guitar is about to get retired, I think. But the good thing is that then I'll get to be a little bit less careful with it for things like that. So
that's a cute guitar, a little small body Martin there.
Yeah, OM.
Very, very thin one.
Sustainable wood series.
Nice, nice. It almost looks like a much older one, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's got a lot of wear and tear.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a nice size. Neat. Gabrielle Louise is with us here on Out of the Woods, and we're just chatting and playing some songs. And where do you want to go next?
Well, I could do a song called Love on the Rocks. It was kind of a drinking song.
The hour is getting restless. The second hand pounds. I load up my defenses. You load up on the town. Oh, if you don't head home broken, it's 'cause you'll head home fixed, mouthing something lowball, taking just when I let my guard down. Man, you're taking shots. Well, you just like your loving on the rocks. And it always seems so hard. Something to relax, but it's crazy how life mocks you now, melted in your glass. I remember when I met you, I thought you like love neat, didn't take a night. Crawl between the sheets. Oh, I might shake it up or stir it once. Something posh, but you just like your loving on the rocks. Oh, some daddies take a pick me up, and it was gin and tonic in your mama's cup. But your mind, it ain't never mixed. Oh man, there's only one thing gives you green, it's twist. Straight. Yeah.
Gabriel Luis. Yeah, nice. Yeah. All right, well, folks, I think we're going to have to take a quick break here, get in that station identification, but there's plenty more to come. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Gabriel Luis.